7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:44 p.m. No, that is not the correct time, but we're not going to blame Hello Kitty. No. The actual time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. And Tobe is the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Of course, that gives me a lot of deep responsibilities, like pouring the tea. Yeah, we got tea today. Oh, but we have tea every single day. But it's dripping, so first I have to clean up the drip. There we go. And now I can drink some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Drink it, Tobe. Oh, it's so good. One more. Oh, yeah, Daddy. Okay, now I've got some tea in me. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm feeling a little bit slow today. A little bit slow for a number of reasons. I didn't sleep very well. Oh, I went to bed at about 3:15. I was probably asleep by 3:30, and I woke up at 4:46. Yeah. Oh, so I was up for a couple of hours, and I did go back to sleep, and I slept another almost 3 hours. We'll call it 3 hours. Why didn't I sleep? I'm not sure. It started to rain shortly before I wanted to go to bed. And when I say it started to rain, I mean thunderstorms. Thunder, good amounts of water, blah, blah, blah. But by the time I was actually sort of going to sleep, it had calmed down. And when I woke up, I didn't wake up because of thunder or noise or anything. I was just awake and weird and... So, what are we doing? Well, I think I'm going to pour some more tea. My back hurts a little bit. Maybe that's what woke me up, but I don't know. I have taken some Tylenol. And the funny thing is I feel better, but it's different. It's different. And so... I think I just need to get some exercise or something. Now, this in itself poses a couple of problems. One, it's a little windy out. It's a little windy, so you might have to listen to some wind noise. Two, everything is going to be kind of wet. It's sunny right now. I think the humidity is burning off and we should probably go out now while we still can. That's what I was thinking. Kind of worried about this wind. Oh, forget it. Let's just get out of the car. Just be aware that I might have to ride the gain. Because here we are. I wanted to come down to the creek today, not because I needed any golf balls. But I just wanted to see what the difference was. We were down here yesterday, weren't we? I don't remember. But a lot of water did come down last night. It rained pretty good. I didn't find out how much rain we actually got because I don't actually care, but I want to see how much water came down here. I want to see what happened to all the bark floats. I just wanted to see what happens, what it looks like. And the funny thing is when it started to rain, I did think, oh, I should go down to the creek. But this was at 3 a.m. It started to rain at like 2:55. And you know, for the last couple of months, I've been thinking, yeah, I need to go down to the creek and see what it looks like when it's raining. All right, I'm now under the canopy. The wind just picked up a little bit, but I think all of the trees will protect us. And if we can get even lower, we should be able to avoid a lot of major wind noise. So let's start making our way down. Is this going to be dangerous? Is it going to be slippery because it's muddy? Is it going to be slippery because there's dead wet leaves on top of the dirt? Oh yeah. I was about to say no, it's not that slippery, and then slip. Okay, let's hope I don't fall today. Alright, I'm 1/3 of the way down. And I just fell. But I caught myself, so I bounced right back up. Working my way down. And we're good. At least I hope we're good. Hopefully that little fall won't manifest itself as some kind of weird muscle strain later. Alright, I'm down here. It's windy. I'm looking up into the trees. In case there's some owls hanging out. Trying not to get blown around. Oh, I also just realized I put on my good shoes. Good job, Tub. Got my good shoes on. Down in the creek on an especially muddy day, I see something red over here, reddish orange. It's just a leaf. These leaves are starting to piss me off because they look like golf balls. We got a couple of dragonflies dragoning around. Cool. And yeah. Was this bark float here? How bad was it? Oh, great. Look at this. So, I'm walking over into the little main golf ball area. All the golf balls that were here seem to be gone. Looks like they got washed away and or covered with mud. There are some over there in different places. But here's the weird, stupid thing. There is now a grocery cart right here between the picnic table. Well, it's, put it this way, it's pretty much right directly underneath the little golf ball collecting ravine. The ravine that catches golf balls. It's sort of it laying in the deep water. There's a lot of leaves in it. I don't think anybody dumped it in here, because this would be a really weird place to do that. I mean, you'd have to bring a grocery cart onto the golf course and then push it off the edge there, and there's no way to do that. I have a feeling that this grocery cart went into the creek further upstream, and it probably got washed down here last night. And when I say grocery cart, for all of my UK friends, I mean a shopping trolley. And so that shopping trolley is going to be there for a long time. We've got, at least it's not in our way or anything. So now I'm wondering. I'm looking upstream. I see more dragonflies. Yeah, okay, here's where more dead bark washed down. It doesn't really look all that different. Everything is just sort of... Yeah, see, here's some where some leaves got washed up. Maybe not quite as much water as I thought actually came down. But this is a watershed. This is a watershed. All of the water that falls in... I'm trying to guess here. In an area of blank square kilometers in an area of blank number of hectares. How big is this watershed? Well, I'm not even going to try to figure it out. I'm going to try to get down here into the creek with my good shoes on. No, I'm not. Okay, bad idea. Too slippery. We're not getting down there. All right. The funny thing is, so I can see where the water came through, all of the sand has been slightly shifted. And the water path is a little bit different right about here. The only reason I wanted to go down there is because I wanted to go down there by the grocery cart, the shopping trolley. And I see something blue. God damn it. I wanted to look into the deep water. I can't really see into the deep water because it's a little bit muddy because everything's been churned up. Because I suspect there's some balls in there. Why do I suspect there's balls in there? Because the balls that were in the ravine are no longer in the ravine. So they have probably washed down and fallen into the creek. Now I got to get a different angle. I see something blue over by the picnic table. And I'm trying to remember. Did we see something blue at the picnic table dam before? And I'm sort of remembering that that's the thing that happens every time. And now I'm thinking, oh my God, do I have to figure out how to get down there just to double check and make sure that's not a blue golf ball? Now I can see it from here. That's not a blue golf ball. All right. Funny thing is, I don't see any other golf balls. All right. That's fine. I see something red under here. No, it's just a piece of a plastic spoon. All right. So now I am going to walk upstream a little bit. Walking past the little stump where my dryad saddles were, there is evidence of one remaining, but they're pretty much done. Walking over to Big Bark Wash. We gotta find some fungus. There's probably gonna be some mushrooms somewhere around here. Let's check this mushroom log. Okay, Mr. Log, who's growing on ya? Nobody is growing on Mr. Log right now. I'm trying to work my back as I walk along. I'm kind of good sometimes, and then there's a little thing, and then I'm kind of good, and then there's this little thing. So yeah, getting me some exercise today, walking around into the creek, looking into the water, checking the muddy spots. There's some footprints. I'm a little bit too far away to be able to tell what they are, but I think it's raccoon. We got some raccoon footprints, and what else do we got? Well, that's about it. Still walking upstream, still kind of looking around. Oh, this is a suspicious log up here. Now, if I was a mushroom, I'd be growing on this log right here. But yeah, we got some mycelial action, but you know, no actual, oh my God, I was gonna say no actual mushrooms until I look around on the back. There's a coral mushroom in here. Kind of a good sized one, about the size of my fist. Is this just old? No, the old ones wouldn't last this long. And this has been here for a couple days. This has not sprouted out. This is kind of old, but you know, not like from this spring. Okay, cool. I didn't know corals grew this late in the year. See, and that probably popped out in those rains that we had last week. Oh, and then I stepped over something that I didn't even see. Duh. On the end of this stick, there's a stick laying on the ground. It's 1 meter long. It's 5 centimeters in diameter. And on this end, we have Auricularia auricula, also known as the tree ears. They're kind of small. Most of them, we got about half a dozen that are about a centimeter in diameter. We got some little 2 centimeter little radial chunks of dude. All right. We have found 2 species of mushrooms. Very cool. I'm going to walk up here a little bit further. I just wonder. Should we? Just do it, Tobe. Let's move. Let's go up here. What I want to do is I want to check to see if we can see any mushrooms across the creek in the other mushroom zone. I gotta check these logs here too, but nope, not seeing anything. I'm hearing birds. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Okay, I'm looking around. I'm in a loggy zone. But this isn't what I want. Ooh, almost tripped over a stick. Yeah, now I can see where some high water marks are. Yeah, the water... If standing where I'm at, the water would have been about ankle deep. But now I can see across the creek into the other mushroom zone where we come down on the other side looking for mushrooms. Oh, I see. You know, those are old. There's a bunch of dryad saddles on a big log over there. But, you know, those popped out. What, 2 weeks ago now? 3 weeks ago? What else over there? I kind of wonder if I should go over there and check. Because if there was a coral over here, that might mean that there's coral over there. Or possibly more than one. Checking logs. Looking at logs. Ooh, seeing lots more dragonflies. A lot more dragonflies flying around. Yay, okay, yeah. I see little scurfy stuff growing on a log over there, but I don't actually see any mushrooms. Wow, there's a log in the sub-ravine. Amazing, I can't believe it. I'm glad a log got in there, because that means we're going to have mushrooms in there next year. Looking around. It's hard to tell. I don't really see any obvious action over there, but... We could have fungal growth. Let's check some of these. Oh, yeah. Crap, look at this. Let's check some of these logs behind us. Yeah. And here we have, on this stump of a cottonwood tree, we got 3 big, what are they, foliotas? They are stalked and capped. There's 3. They're sort of stepped. The stalks are 12, 13 centimeters or millimeters in diameter. And the caps are 100 millimeters in diameter. That's 4 inches for my American friends. Some good sized fungus. So including that scurf over there, we have found 4 different species of mushrooms. Well, 4 different genera of mushrooms even, but hey. We don't need to get that technical. Oh boy, speaking of technical, I saw something cool last night. I was watching videos about synthesizers again, because I like synthesizers. And I saw a sequencer, and I thought, oh boy, that is a cool sequencer. And it was really expensive. That's the whole problem. Although it wasn't quite as expensive as the other one that I found the day before, I said there's no way I can rationalize buying that because that sequencer costs more than all the synthesizers put together. Yeah, absolutely true story. And I thought, you know, even if I did buy that, and it is pretty good, it only costs what 2 modules would cost. And I thought, well, if I bought that, I could grow into it. Because even though I it has a few more things than I actually need, or I shouldn't say need, but actually can handle, I would be able to grow into it. So it's like, it was kind of a good idea. But I'm still sticking to my plan about not buying any synthesizer voices, at least voice modules, because for what those modules cost, you can just buy a whole damn synthesizer and still use it. And then I thought of some other great ideas and blah, blah, blah. And then I started messing around with some of my synth stuff. And then the next thing I know, I had this weird thing going on Baby 6. My littlest synthesizer, Baby 6, was hooked up to my Bit Collider. Well, what the hell? Why don't I just show you this? I'm gonna climb out of here, drive home, and you're gonna listen to some random music starting now. Some good news and some bad news. I was not murdered by the music, and neither was Yukihiro Takahashi, who we just heard. He's still alive. The bad news is I got home and I sat down here and the first thing I noticed is that I left my mixer on overnight, so I don't know if the battery's going to be dead or not. Let's find out. Oh my god, we got lucky. It still works, but we're not even using this synth today. We gotta turn on Baby 6. And while we're plugging this in, I'm also going to plug in the BitClider, which is something I wanted to do last night. So what does Baby 6 sound like right now? What are we doing? Oh, it's so bassy. Wait, we gotta hit the sample and hold. Okay, there we go. There's Baby 6 just growling away. Guru, guru, guru. Alright, so what I've done is I've hooked up the BitClider and we've got that going into the control voltage input of Baby 6. So let's turn it on. Yeah! What's these little squeals? So that's just Baby 6 being driven by the square wave LFO from the BitClider. But I also added this, so we can adjust it a little bit. And now it's not squealing at all. So now we can turn this back up. It'll squeal. Bleep, 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 bleep. We can adjust it a little bit. And then we can adjust Baby 6. And then we've got two LFOs on Baby 6. I forget what this one does. It doesn't matter. Because the other thing I wanted to check out was what would happen if we added the actual audio from the BitClider. So let's bring up the BitClider audio. Oh, it sounds like angry murder hornets. Fun. Yeah, it really is. Well, I got little synthesizers squealing and doing crazy stuff, and I love all that wacky rolling bass noise, but it's time to wrap it up. You've been listening to The Dubious Going to the Creek in the Rain and Playing with Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobin. It's time for me to eat lunch, so I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.